The rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not? Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way, not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the fourth day of March, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it's 5 degrees here deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. Hopefully this will be our last single-digit day. The local schools have missed 22 days of school. That's right at just more than a month worth of school days. My friend Tim Spencer has ready for shipment something very unique and very special. It's a survival library on a stick. More than 1,070 titles, over 250,000 pages of books, mostly military manuals, on a flash drive, thumb drive. I've got mine. I've got it attached to a lanyard so I can have it around my neck underneath my shirt and have that valuable library with me anytime I go anywhere. Very valuable library, massive library. And you can get this delivered to your door, shipping included, for $54.95. Get the details at Tim's website, ruralsurvival.info. There's a link on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Before we get to our special guest, I want to address very quickly the pending anti-gun legislation in Missouri and Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not what it seems. I know the Missouri legislature, very, very pro-gun. This type of bill is, it might be called dead on arrival, and it's not going to pass. So what's the purpose? What's the purpose? The legislation, by the way, would mandate removal or destruction of any class of a certain class of firearms within 90 days of being signed by the governor. First possibility, the people proposing and supporting it are complete idiots, which I don't doubt that they are. Second possibility, they're doing it as a reward or to help people that support them achieve their political goals, which is a possibility. The third and more likely possibility that I feel is at the root of this is to inflame passion in men and women who support the Second Amendment, inflame passion to the point where they do something really stupid, like use physical violence against these legislators. Do not do that, ladies and gentlemen. Do not allow yourself to have your passion inflamed by this absolutely worthless, no chance of passage legislation. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Don't fall into the trap of engaging in retribution and physical violence against these wrong-thinking legislators. The communists have a term for these legislators, by the way. They're called useful idiots. That's what they call them. One last thing, if you would like me to come and speak to your group, your church, your company, there's details at my website on how to do that. I would like to get out and talk to more groups, and I would love to hear from you. We do a patiently waiting in the green room. My friend, Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician practicing in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Myers, his office telephone number is area code 314-878-6868. That said, Dr. Myers, there's a term that's used in allopathic medicine that you probably laugh at, except it's pretty serious. The vestigial, if I'm saying it right, vestigial organs. Organs that are left over from some prehistoric evolutionary period and serve no useful purpose in the human body. What do you think about that, Doctor?
Well, that just goes to show you that the science that they're following is not working. And that the fact that they think that our organs are useless and that they serve no purpose, then it's just like kind of what you were just saying. It's a deceiving mechanism. People say, well, you can live without this. You can live without this. Yeah, you can live with a lot of things. But yeah. Is your body actually vital in terms of its ability to do things without a certain organ? No, it really needs these things for a lot of purposes.
Well, Doctor, there's a term used referring to suicide, that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Well, you know, a sizable percentage, I wouldn't care to guess what it is, of your clients no longer have a gallbladder, no longer have a thyroid, no longer have an appendix, and so forth. And allopathic medicine has granted them a permanent solution to a temporary problem, haven't they?
They really have, and then they just create more problems along the way. I mean, your bile is a basic formula in terms of acidic or basic. It's a basic formula, and if you keep having bile dripping out of your liver without the proper parachute, your gallbladder, to support that, you're basically burning your colon and your intestines all the time.
And I know what you're talking about, but just for those who don't, you're talking about the gallbladder and the consequences of not having one.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have a gallbladder, you can't collect the bile that's falling out of the liver that your liver's creating to help emulsify and take care of fats and everything like that. So it's just continually dripping into your small intestines and then through your large intestines, literally destroying. Because it's burning through a basic burn, just like an acidic burn, the mucal lining along the entire intestinal tract.
Now, a few shows back, Doctor, you mentioned a fad diet that was popular about 2 years ago all over the United States, including Metro St. Louis, that as a consequence, people's gallbladders just went bonkers, didn't they? What was that diet?
The HCG diet.
HCG.
HCG. It's horrible. It's one of those things, your body, when it's over toxic and undernutritionalized, it will store the fats in your fat cells. So then your body says has to deal with two things. It's like, okay, I have to deal with this energy. I have to get the energy out of the fat, but I also have to deal with this toxin that I can't deal with. So what's it do? When you're on an HCG diet, your body just starts dumping all the energy out of the fat cells.
Hotel Charlie Goff diet. Hotel Charlie Goff diet. And hundreds of people in St. Louis had their gallbladders removed as a consequence, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the
wreck. Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Myers and I have got our backpacks on the floor, ready to get back doing some radio here. Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. His office number is area code 314-878-6868. Doctor, I got a very nice thank you note from a new client of yours who is a listener to my show who's skipped a trade show to come to St. Louis and get a hotel room and spend some time getting educated and treated by you. And he's very, very grateful for his introduction to you through this radio show.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We've been having a lot of fun here at the office. He's, like I said, most people that can come up here, like they're far away, they'll stay a couple days. They'll get some amazing work done. They'll discover more stuff about their bodies, and we'll get them to the new levels that they want to get to.
And if somebody talks to your very capable assistant, Brooke, there, she can help them make travel arrangements, get a hotel that's nearby and is very nice, and make it a very smooth and fun event, can't she?
Yeah, we have great hotels, a lot of great restaurants, food, shopping, malls, all within like a 10-mile radius of my office space. So there's not anything you can't do around here.
Absolutely. We've got a caller here, Steve Whitman. Steve, who survived being shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John.
I decided to call in this morning because a lot of new information has come out on this problem I had back in October.
Okay.
The fellow who actually shot me worked at a paper mill for a number of years, but he was injured and went out on disability. And at the time, he was a alcoholic as well. But the doctors put him on Vicodin, okay? And Vicodin, as you know, is a highly addictive drug. It can cause a lot of problems, one of them being that you can actually have unusual thoughts and actions on it.
It can induce psychosis.
Yes. Okay. And also, it can cause constipation. It can cause headaches, blurred vision, and this is all the symptoms he had when he started working for me. Okay, and they actually warn about Vicodin as it being highly addictive. That if you're an alcoholic or a past drug addict, you should not be put on it because you can build up a tolerance to it and actually take more and more if you start to self-medicate. But anyway, when he started working for me, he was on Vicodin all the time. I remember him taking it during the day, at night, in the morning, to alleviate his pain.
Right.
And then he got into high blood pressure medicine, cholesterol drugs.
So he was chasing symptoms with all these pharmaceutical products.
Exactly. And then he started becoming, you know, depressed because he started losing weight. And he had a severe bout with constipation, believe it or not. And then he started seeing psychiatrists. So they gave him a antidepressant to take. And he took that for a year or so. Then, on top of that, he started having muscular and fibromyalgia problems by the doctors. So they started giving him Lyrica. Okay, now right. Lyrica right. causes depression. Okay, so here we are, the doctors are giving him drugs for antidepression, and then they give him more drugs that cause depression.
Right, so, we're up to what, 9, 10, 12 different pharmaceutical products taken mm-hmm. at the same time?
Yes, yeah. Yes, it was about 9 actual prescriptions I have found out. So here we are, a person, I wonder he went crazy and shot me 3 times. I mean, God knows what was going through the man's mind.
Well, his mind had been altered by these pharmaceutical products, don't you believe, Doctor?
It's unreal what goes on with these pharmaceuticals. I was just reading, I was on Facebook this morning and just reading the feeds from my colleagues, and one of them writes this thing, over-the-counter Lipitor, are you crazy? So I'm like, oh, my God, what are you talking about, Adam? So I go over to online this morning, and literally Pfizer's looking to actually put Lipitor on the market as an over-the-counter drug. So people don't have to. People can just say, oh, I have, let's say, like a headache. Oh, I have a cholesterol problem. I might as well take this low-dose Lipitor. Like, that is just literally ludicrous. On the fact of trying to control these things that are going on in our bodies through these medications and then giving them control of the normal public when you have physicians here aren't even able to follow the drug industry's drug solutions the way they're supposed to be. I mean, it is insane on what's going on within the scientific pharmacological field. You know, in a whole collective. Like, there's great people and everything. So I'm not talking about individual people. I'm talking about the whole system itself is
right.
just broke.
Right.
And then here we're going to give the average Joe six-pack the control to put Lipitor into his body, say, oh, I have to deal with cholesterol. Well, he's still drinking his six-pack beer, still dealing with all of his bad eating habits, his bad thinking habits, his bad exercise habits. Oh, this over-the-counter Lipitor, that's going to be the solution of my problems. And thank God I don't have to go talk to my doctor anymore about it. I just can go take it myself. That's
crazy
the ludicrousy.
Stuff.
That's the ludicrousy that we're talking about right now. And
absolutely.
On top of it, your friend here who shot you, or your co-worker, that just, my God, just his body's just crazy. The system cannot handle that much biological, biochemical shifts. It can't.
It's amazing. Steve, a quick update on your progress using Energy Cleaner and your recovery before we move on.
Oh, it's coming well. I'm going right along here, but I just wanted to add one other thing from my own personal experience through this. When I was in the hospital for the 3 days or whatever, they kept pushing painkillers on me. They must have asked me 15 to 20 times about taking painkillers. And as I wrote my article,
that's
I didn't
all they
any-
know. That's the thing. It's the system's broken. It's all they know. Oh, you're in pain? Okay, let's get you out of pain. Let's take your pain away so you don't have to pay attention to it and figure out what's going on really in your body. And then take your friend. All he started with was pain. And then he got fibromyalgia pain on top of it. Pain's pain. We have to understand what pain is all about and work with it.
Well, the thing is, you know, it was so bad, you know, my refusal, that 5 minutes before I was actually discharged from the hospital, a doctor forced me to take a written prescription for painkillers. And when I walked out of the hospital, I threw it in the trash.
Good for you.
It is unreal, the drug factory we have in this country.
It is.
What happened to the guy who worked for me, he had constipation, he lost 100 pounds, he was sick, and right in the Vicodin warnings, they say that if you have a bacterial infection, which they thought he had, do not take Vicodin. And here
listen to the commercials on this stuff. I mean, you're listening to the commercial of a drug that they're trying to sell you, and you're listening to it like, okay, literally just don't move. If you're going to take this, don't move.
Steve, let's talk privately. I got some thoughts about this man's daughter and some things she might want to consider. I'd like to talk to you privately at some point in the next couple of days.
Very good.
Okay, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Doctor, we got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. What do you want to focus on the next half hour when we come back from the break?
Let's literally focus on, like, the biochemistry behind, like, let's continue with these organ dysfunctions and the problems that why we're taking all these organs out. I mean, our organs are extremely important. We need our organs so badly.
You know, according to John Hopkins and the Mayo Clinic and other places like that, they're optional.
Okay, we'll start after the break.
Hold on, everybody. We'll be back after the break.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 4th day of March. Freeze Dry Guy March special includes strawberries, beef patties, green bean, what he calls a great green unit. This is a St. Patrick's Day special with green sweet peas and green beans. And long-range patrol rations, which are gradually selling out. The Mexican rice and chicken entree sold out. And let's see, the Oriental chicken entree sold out and beef stew sold out. But there's still plenty there. So check it out at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. His office telephone number is area code 314-878-6868. And Dr. Myers knows things and understands things that Harvard Medical School, Johns Hopkins, and the Mayo Clinic don't know, don't you, Doctor?
Let's just say this. We're going to talk about organs and the importance of organs and the thing of them being removed. We have been programmed since day one that our organs are not important. Now, how can I say that? Anybody that's any age, watch your TV shows. What was one of the things that all of our TV guys, our favorite TV show person had removed? They had their tonsils removed, and then they got to the hospital and they had what? Their ice cream.
Right.
So go to the hospital, get your tonsils removed, and get your ice cream. Okay, right. Now, Madeline, a kids' show, great book, great TV show. First scene of the entire movie, she has her appendix removed, and she has this wonderful story and gets a scar and everything on her right side of her belly, and it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and she had her appendix removed. So right off the bat, at early childhood, you're told by TV and by your parents and by the authorities of the world, you don't need your tonsils and you don't need your appendix, and because TV told me. And I'm innocent, right. And I believe everything that anybody tells me, and that's how life is. We've believed everything that anybody tells us. They say no. I say no. Who tells you this was your left hand? Somebody told me this was my left hand, so from now on, I believe this is my left hand. My heart's on my left-hand side because somebody told me. The TV told you, you don't need your appendix, you don't need your gallbladder. I say you don't need your appendix, you don't need your tonsils.
In 1979, when I was an intelligence NCO and a special forces A team, I actually talked to our team sergeant about having everybody on the team have their appendix removed as a precautionary measure for going into some godforsaken, awful part of the world and not have an appendicitis attack. How about that?
Wow.
We didn't do that, but that was my feeling at the time. Doctor, we got a caller here. She used to do a lot of what you do, talking about health-related matters on my show, Ms. Robin Grant. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Dr. Myers.
Morning, Robin.
Love all the information you bring out. It's so great. Speaking about organs, one of the biggest surgeries they're doing right now is removing people's gallbladders.
Yes, they are.
I find that appalling. I have come across so many people. I've tried to tell them to do their own research, look at the nutritional side, see what you can do. But so many people are having their gallbladders removed, and that's a lifelong change in your everything.
It is. It's like we were talking about at the beginning of the show. When you don't have your gallbladder, you're literally going to be burning holes in your intestinal tract for the rest of your life because of the bile just that's continually dropping into
and
your colon.
Would that lead to what's called leaky gut syndrome?
Oh, lead to it, continue on to it. You lose your mucal lining. And when you lose the mucal lining of your body, just imagine your body cannot absorb nutrition anymore. Some lady came into our clinic the other day, and she's like, I have Crohn's. I'm like, okay, you have Crohn's. Okay, so are you on these medications? She's like, yes, I've done this. And it was so eerie when she said this next phrase. I'm like, okay, so have you had all your organs? She's like, no, I had my colon. She was so proud of it. She's like, I had my colon removed. And on how she was so proud of the fact that I don't have my colon anymore, so I'm better. But I still have Crohn's, and I still am on these medications. And it's like, wait a second. Crohn's is an inflammatory bowel disease. If you don't have the inflammatory bowel, how can you still have the disease?
Right.
And that's the mindset. And so, and obviously, she still has the whole process, the biochemical process going on in the system that you have Crohn's. But if you do not have the organ, how can you still have the disease? And it's hysterical, and how our minds have been so warped by TV authorities and powers that be. They just warp the mindset. It's ungodly.
And well, here's another mindset that I'm coming across. People who, you know, normally go the alternative route or think about that and, you know, do that. When something comes up for them, the first thing they do is run to mainstream, even though they know that there's alternative ways. And that mindset.
Because it's the same person that goes running to the abusive parent when they're in trouble. They love the abusive parent more than they would the other parent because of fear and other aspects. It's the same thing. It's so warped. It's so scary. And the thing is, this stuff is reprogrammable. We can reprogram our entire subconscious to the reality of what's real. And that's why I'm here. That's why, Robin, I know that's why you're here. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to not just educate, but show people that you can reprogram this. And it's reprogrammable. It's doable.
Robin, we
I have one question. I was wondering if maybe you could steer me in a direction.
Sure, hon.
If you want me to talk to you privately, I will. My husband has plantar fasciitis. We've been through the emotional stuff. I'm doing some homeopathic rubs and things, but it's still nagging. And I was wondering if you could give me a couple pointers. If not, I will call you privately.
Yeah, more than likely, plantar fasciitis deals with the superficial back line of muscles that go from the toes up the foot, up the Achilles, up your hamstrings, up your up your glutes, up your back. When your body has... And that follows the bladder line, the kidney line, and the gallbladder line. And also the genitourinary line function of your core.
Right.
And for most people, plantar fasciitis is a pelvic distortion pattern that is pulling on that system. So it has absolutely nothing to do with the foot. When I was at school, we were in clinic, and obviously we're all working on each other, right? This one person comes in, and one of our coworkers, she's like, I have plantar fasciitis. I mean, people were washing her foot. They were putting lotions and potions on this foot. I mean, everybody looked at the foot. Everybody. And she finally came to me. She's like, dude, fix this thing because I can't take it anymore. I looked at her. I'm like, okay, well, obviously nothing's wrong with your foot.
Right.
I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah, obviously. So we're like, okay, what's going on with the rest of the system? Found the pelvic distortion that was in her body that was going up her spine up to our upper cervical body, up to her upper cervical spine in the skull, corrected the skull, corrected the upper cervical, balanced the pelvis, plantar fasciitis went away in 12 hours. And she's like, holy crap, how did you figure that out? You just have to know the biochemistry. You have to understand biology and the function of the body. You understand how the body works, it's really easy. And the people that we just do not pay attention to our own body. We look at it as something completely foreign, and we have to look at the global picture instead of the local responses. And
absolutely.
Medicine, TV, and everything says, look at the local. Look right here. Look at the little microscope. Check it right out and look. Only look at this. Only look at this because nothing else matters except this little thing that you're looking at. And if it's not that, I don't know what it is. But here, take this pill. And that's the mindset.
Robin, thank you for your call. We need to move on.
Thank
we appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
Okay.
Yeah,
next,
Robin,
we go to
we'll go over
our friend Steve O'Neill. Good morning, Steve.
If you clicked off for a second, are we on?
We're on. Hey, go ahead.
Great. Doctor, I'm sure you find in your practice a lot of, well, it's like referred pain. It would be referred conditions.
All the time.
One of the main sources, of course, is the liver. And it's worth, I think, mentioning at this point, there are a number of cleanses available. I am quite practiced with the Hulda Clark cleanse, and it's very, very successful. I've had friends do it very successfully. The issue with gallstones and gallbladder ectomies is this. I believe Hulda Clark's probably right in her...
Hold that thought. See, when we come back, we need to consolidate your thoughts and get to... Anyway, break coming up. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 4th day of March. Earlier this show, you heard Steve Whitman talk a little bit about an incident involving him being shot 3 times with a .45 caliber pistol. His complete story and his credit to the energy cleaner for his rapid recovery is at my website, thelibertyman.com. Check it out. Read his testimony. It is very powerful and very moving, his statement about how he's recovered from this tragic situation. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. His office number, if you need a private consultation, it is area code 314-878-6868. Steve O'Neill, we need to consolidate your comments here so we get to our other caller before the end of the show. Please continue, sir.
Coming up, the bile stones in the liver, bile nodules, form around pieces
here,
of stress, parasites, and
here,
infection.
Steve, give me a second.
Sure.
We need to talk about something here. Instead of going, we need to talk about the big picture here. So I want to. I'm sorry, I just really want to cut you short here because I really want people to hear this information. Because you're going on to liver and gallbladder and stones. Now, it doesn't matter about cleanses and all these different types of things. Cleanses and building the system up, that's extremely important. But I want to get the bigger picture of what's really happening. Is we've been all shown that, first off, you don't need your thyroid, you don't need your tonsils, you don't need your appendix. First thing, that was your immune system that got taken away. The second part, we're talking about gallbladder and colon. That's the next step in our evolutionary immune function. We need those things to help emulsify fats, detoxify the body, and process out digestive organ metabolic systems that go throughout the entire body. Without the gallbladder, we cannot do that. Stones get all messed up. Sludgy bile gets all messed up, and our bodies cannot process out this. So that next thing that happens is you can't emulsify fats. Well, fats are all about our energy signature and our hormones. And so what are the next things that get removed? Thyroid. Thyroids get removed next, and uteruses and ovaries, because of the hormonal history, the hysterical woman, basically. So we'll take out your thyroid because now it's damaged, and now we're going to take out your uterus and your ovaries because you're hysterical. So what are we technically doing? We started taking away people's immunity to fight back. Then we take away their gallbladder so that they can't process out the ability to create more energy. And so then, if that's not good enough, let's take away their energy-producing organs, their thyroid, their uteruses, and their ovaries and testicles and prostate. Let's start removing all those, because those are the signatures of your life force energy. The next thing, so they can't take away your heart because they then just kill you. So they're not going to take away your heart. But we're going to then slow down your ability to process anything. So we're going to start giving you drugs on psychotics. So it's, let's put you in a dampered state in terms of all these psychotropic drugs. Let's start now removing your ability to think for yourself. So I can't take away your brain. I can't take away your heart. So let's start taking away your ability to have a free will, free choice ability to process and think for yourself. It's all literally a desensitizing program. If you really look at the big picture, your organs are important. You are important. You need everything about you to live life properly. And if, God forbid, you have an organ removed, and for whatever reasons they were removed, you have to now really look at the big picture. Okay, I had some part of my immune system taken. I need to learn how to fight for myself because now the organs are gone. I have to look more clearly. If I had my gallbladder removed, you have to now take the initiative actions to continue helping your body emulsify fats, process waste, and get your body to digest food properly and to help have a healthier colon. You have to start doing the research and talk to people like me about how to do that. If, for God forbid, you've had your thyroid removed, a hysterectomy, a prostatectomy, or a testiculectomy, you have to then figure out, okay, what can I do to get my vital energy systems back in, not just through hormone replacement surgeries, hormone replacement drugs. Those technically don't really work that well. But what can I do to get my vital energy pathways back on? Now, here's the cool part. If you've had these organs removed after puberty, after at age 22, age 23, you have the cellular memory from the nervous system to actually rebuild the plastic effect as if you really do have the organ. It's not too late, but you have to do the technologies to learn how to actually put the energy systems back into the body without the organ, or you won't have that vital energy systems back into play. And all these, and everybody goes up like, well, I have to do all these cleanses. That's just like the HCG diet. I have to lose all the weight. I have to get rid of the toxins. But if we try to get rid of everything before we build the system up, the system's just going to crash, because it can't handle the waste product that gets dumped into the system. It just can't handle. We have to build the systems first, then help the body detox. And that's why the energy cleaner works well. That's why foot baths work well. That's why certain alternative medicinal procedures work, is when they build the system first, not just try to get rid of pain, get rid of yeast, parasite, fungus, bacteria, and toxins. Build the system, then help the body get rid of the problem that got there in the first place. That's how we have to look at the world. If we don't look at the world this way, we're all going to go down in flames.
Steve, thank you for your call. We need to talk privately soon, sir. Next we go to Mike in North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning. This is Glenn in Philadelphia.
Oh, Glenn. Okay, go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. It's mucosal and vestigial, and nutritionized and plastic aren't words. But look, the organ I've heard even
plasticity. Sorry.
Yeah. No, well, plastic effect would have been fine. But the only organ that I've heard even passingly referred to historically as vestigial would be the appendix of all that you mentioned. And allopathic surgeons do not take things, necessarily want to remove organs wantonly. If your child has an acute abdomen with a grossly inflamed appendix.
See, this is the whole thing. And we started from the beginning. As soon as these acute issues come in, we have to then, that's the only solution. They don't look at anything
That's the problem.
Yes, they just go right to, say, taking the organs away. Okay, let's look at the real issue beforehand, that the child had an initial thyroid problem before and the immune system couldn't even fight for itself. Let's go that way first. When they were an infant to 2 years old, before that system would have even crashed. Why don't we start going there first instead of waiting until they're 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, then say, they have an acute appendix. Let's just rip the damn thing out and then never give them the ability to fight for themselves in the future, and then they have a tonsil problem, and then they have another problem, and it keeps snowballing through. Let's fix the problem when it first started, when they were conceived, birth, and 1 to 2 years old. Why don't we start looking at that, Ray? Why don't we start looking at that area of the body? Stop, Glenn, stop going back to the whole edges of things and actually look at the real problem.
Doctor,
stop going back to the whole mindset of the allopathic response. That's the wrong way, and you're a problem with it. And you have to start switching your mindset, or you're just going to go down in flames like the rest of the people.
Doctor, you don't want anybody else to talk. In the E-room, they will try, if they get an appendicitis patient in, they will try to treat
it. Yes, because there are really great people out there that really want to help people. But the whole system is broken. We have to fix that problem.
The standard treatment for an appendicitis will be to use IV analgesia and antibiotics to try to beat the inflammation, unless the person is in danger. My junior high school had an auditorium named after a child who had died from a burst appendix, a hemorrhage and peritonitis. I'm sorry for that,
and that's a really sad story. But still the problem lies. Let's fix the problem before it gets started.
Gentlemen, we are out of time. Gentlemen, we are out of time. Thank you. Dr. Phil, we'll talk privately soon.
All right, sir.
All right. We're out of time today. It was a very fast show, a lot of good information. You all be safe out there. Get your medical equipment, supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a fun, productive day. And God bless America.
Financial